بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم صدق الله العظيم. My most beloved brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters and others listening at home over the receiver, a very great and pious person by the name of Faqir ibn Miskin, rahmatullahi alayhi, was the friend of Imam al-Shafi'i, rahmatullahi alayhi. So he says, I went to visit Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullahi alayhi, when he was on his deathbed. Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullahi alayhi, is passing away. His friend Faqir ibn Miskin goes to visit him. كيف أصبحت? He asks him, how are you feeling? Imam al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, the giant of his time, the great faqih, muhaddith, such a pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who gave his entire life for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The volumes he has written in different funoon, especially in fiqh, and the great service he has done for deen, it is well known to every person. So he says, أَصْبَحْتُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا رَاحِلًا. I am now departing from this world. I am on this journey out. I am on my exit, departure. وَلِإِخْوَانِي مُفَارِقًا. And I am now going to say, bid farewell to my friends. I am leaving them. وَلِكَأْسِ الْمَنِيَّةِ شَارِبًا. And now I will be drinking the goblet of moth. Death is now on the doorstep. I'm leaving this world. I am going to depart and leave everybody behind. And now I'm going to drink from this goblet of death. And then he says, لا أدري هل تسير روحي إلى الجنة فأهنيها أم إلى النار فأعزيها. Something for us to ponder over. He says, I do not know, despite his taqwa, his closeness to Allah Rabbul Izzat. But these were the true Allah Walas. They had humility. They were fearful of the plight in the hereafter. He says, I do not know in which direction, which way my ruh, my soul is going to go. Is it going to travel and move to Jannah? If it goes into paradise, I will congratulate it. I will say, MashaAllah, Shabash, Mubarakbad, Am ila nar. Or is it going towards Jahannam? Fa'u'azziha. Then like a person who loses some very close friend or family member, then we go and console that person. We go for ta'ziyah. So he says, Fa'u'azziha. I will make ta'ziyah to my soul. I will then have to console my soul. And then he mentioned a couplet. And he says, Lamma qasa qalbi wa daqa madahibi. He explains this feeling that he is experiencing as he's leaving this world. The entire world feels so constricted. And he's concerned about his hereafter, whether he's going to be successful in the court of Allah or not, and the sins that he has committed in this world. And he says, جَعَلْتُ الرَّجَى مِنِّي لِعَفْوِكَ سُلَّمًا. He says, then, O my Allah, he addresses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he says that I have placed my hopes in you, O my Allah. I have made this ladder from me towards your forgiveness, this ladder of hopes in your mercy. He says, Ta'azamani dhambi. When I look around at my sins look so huge and so many in number. Falamma qarantuhu bi'afwik. But he says, when I compare my sins to your vast mercies, O my Allah, and your forgiveness, كَانَ عَفُّكَ أَعْظَمَ. Your forgiveness is far more greater. Your forgiveness is far more bigger and more huge, magnanimous. It outweighs all my sins. No matter how great my sins are seeming to me, but O my Allah, when I look at your mercy, the vastest of your mercy, how much you forgive and how you love to forgive. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Imagine we do wrong to Allah. But when we turn to Allah and we beg Allah for forgiveness, Allah loves those who are making tawbah. Allah actually loves those who make tawbah. In this world, somebody does us wrong, we forgive the person, he does us wrong again, we become angry with him. You're taking advantage of my soft nature. Allah never does that. Allah keeps on forgiving. Allah keeps on forgiving. Allah keeps on forgiving. So this is Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi's couplet as he was leaving this world. Shaitan tries to make us feel helpless, useless, full of despondency, despair. Shaitan frightens us about poverty. If you're going to spend the path of Allah, you're going to become poor. Shaitan makes us indulge in haram dealings so that we may become, have more wealth and so that we do not face any poverty. Ash-shaytanu ya'idukum al-faqr wa ya'murukum bil-fahsha. He will keep on enticing us towards evil, towards haram, towards zina, towards riba, towards cheating, deceiving. Anger, pride, jealousy. This is Shaitan's promise. This is what he does. He has taken a qasam in the greatness of Allah. Shaitan has taken a qasam, an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's loftiness and majesty and grandeur. As long as man has ruh, man has life, Shaitan says, I will mislead man. لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ I will sit on their straight path. I will mislead them. And Allah takes a qasam on His grandeur, on His own grandeur. Allah says, وَعِزَّتِي وَكِبْرِيَائِي وَارْتِفَاعِي مَكَانِي Allah takes a qasam on His own supremacy, majesty and grandeur. And He says to Shaitan that as long as man has life, I will never shut the doors of Tawbah unto him. I will keep on forgiving him. I will keep on forgiving him. So Shaitan finds it extremely, extremely impossible to mislead any of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam because they are ma'soom. Allah has given them special protection. They do not commit any sins. So Shaitan can never mislead any Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then there are those whom Shaitan can mislead very easily. Those who are on kufr and disbelief, who reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Shaitan very easily misleads them all the time into haram, into filth. Their lives are so morbid, they're full of sin and zina and haram and drinking. But then the third group is such that Shaitan gives all his effort and he tries his utmost into misleading the believers who have read kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah tries to mislead them every day. He will put insinuations into their heart. He is known as a slinging prompter. Al-waswasil khannas. He keeps on, he looks for an opportunity to cast some whispering into our heart. So we have nafs and shaitan. These are our two enemies. So shaitan will keep on trying. He will try to mislead us. And after misleading the believer or the Muslim, Shaitan becomes so happy. There is a narration that has been mentioned that every day Shaitan takes a report back from all the other shayateen under him, his entire army. What you did, I made that person do such and such a thing. You, what you did, I made the person steal, I made him cheat. Shaitan said, no, nothing, that you have done, you haven't done anything great. Until one person comes, he says, I cause a rift between the husband and wife. Shaitan says, you have done very well. This is what Shaitan wants, to cause disunity. He caused problems for us. So Shaitan sometimes misleads man. Perhaps he got him into gambling, got him into zina, into some filthy habit. He becomes very excited now. He becomes very happy. He thinks he is successful. But then suddenly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that banda of his the chance, the opportunity of making sincere tawbah and istighfar. He sheds those tears of nadamat. He refrains and abstains from that sin. He shows the regret and the remorse. He makes a firm resolution deep down his heart. Oh my Allah, I will never go back to that sin. Allah immediately pardons that servant. The moment Allah accepts that person's tawbah, shaitan sees all his efforts on that person is now gone down the drain. Everything wasted. All the time and effort he made in misleading that person just by one sincere tawbah, and that man is pardoned, he is forgiven. So respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters, our youngsters, do not despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Regardless of the various challenges we are all faced with, be brave, be positive, be firm. Link yourself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Cling onto the shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try your level best. Try and bring this taqwa in your life. Sit, reflect, think, what I have done to my life. So many a person has changed his life, has changed her life. And when they reflect over their past, they cry, they shed those tears of regret. But Allah gives them such a different type of enjoyment now, that they cannot explain. They find such sukoon in a gathering of dhikr, in some talk, whilst reading Quran, in tasbih, when they engage in salat, when they are alone also and they're pondering of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness, some type of inner joy and happiness that they never experienced when they were living a life of sin. This comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives us, as though Allah is tapping us on our shoulders and our back and pushing us forward, encouraging us, giving us that motivation, prompting us to continue on sirat al-mustaqim. So never lose hope of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we slip, we make a mistake. We all human beings and we will make mistakes. But again, remember that Allah loves to forgive. Allah gets happy to forgive. And then turn again to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not look back and feel all helpless and useless and I think now there's the end of me and I can never change my life. I'm so bad. Never. Allah has made millions of people who are so corrupt, so evil, had such filthy, filthy lives. With a blink of an eyelid, Allah made them His awliya, His friends. We have to be serious. We have to be sincere. We have to be genuine. Just one step towards Allah in the right direction, Allah comes running towards us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardons us. May Allah ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat to understand, make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Istayat durush sharif. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله
illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh wa laka shukru kulluh La nuhsi thana'an alayk Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik Allahumma ya awwal al-awwalin wa ya akhir al-akhirin ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم لي غناكم عافرما اللهم لي خطاكم عافرما الله forgive us my Allah Allah you are most merciful ya Allah you are most forgiving my Allah you love to forgive my Allah اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم غنيغار ہے ہم سیاکار ہیں ہم ضعیف ہیں اللہ we keep on committing sins by Allah we are full of sins by Allah we have got mountains of sins over us my Allah but my Allah we have read my Allah we have learned my Allah that ya Allah your mercies are so vast my Allah
Allah, forgive every single one who has raised his hand, raise her hand, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging from you, my Allah. Don't deprive any one of us. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Help us, guide us, Ya Allah. Protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, become ours, my Allah. Make us yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts. Give us a qalbi salim, a sound heart, a pure heart, a clean heart, a healthy heart, a heart which has got no sins in it, my Allah. A heart that is free from pride, anger, jealousy, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our rizq come to us with ease, my Allah. Give us halal and plentiful and tayyib, my Allah. Make us use it correctly, my Allah. Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, grant them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. So many, Ya Allah, who we know, friends and relatives, my Allah, they are not well. Ya Allah, they have gone, Ya Allah, under so many operations, my Allah, so many treatments, my Allah, so many have got cancer, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, Ya Allah, they are making sabr, my Allah. They are in pain, my Allah. Ya Allah, you relieve them from that pain. Grant them afiyat. Nothing is impossible for you. You are a shafi, my Allah. Grant them shifai kamil, my Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Give us maut with iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman. Allah, let our maut come to us in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. In the condition that you are most pleased with us. Grant us baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Hawdi Kothur water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Without any reckoning, my Allah. Allah, protect all of us, Ya Allah, from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, we've got all, so many of us, we've got different hajat. We've got needs, my Allah. We are begging from you, my Allah. You are well aware of each person's need tonight, my Allah. Fulfill our needs. Ya Qadhi al-Hajat. يا دافع البليات يا حل المشكلات يا الله whatever arzu and tamanna we have my Allah you are well aware of whatever desires we have fulfill all our jais murad that we have my Allah ya Allah so many people requested duas from far and wide my Allah fulfill all the jais murad also my Allah ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار Ya Allah, use us for the khidmat of your deen with ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, create unity in the ummat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever the ummat is suffering, Ya Allah, remove the suffering, my Allah. Remove it completely, my Allah. Make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them anki tandak, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny. Ya Allah, make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbooleen. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين جعلنا للمتقين اماما الحاضرين غائبين سبك دعاء قبول فرما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين